Jeshua Erickson, and I serve the village as a carpenter. And thank you, thank you. This is Zach Hawkins, and he serves the village as a student.
Yeah.
And we both serve the village as songwriters in residence. And this evening we have a wonderful show for you all. Zach's going to play a couple songs, and then after that I'm going to play my full set. But Zach graciously agreed to open up for me. He's a fantastic musician, all the way from Luther College. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm really excited to do this. I'm going to play two songs. This first one might be a little rough. I've been just trying to write it this week. I thought I would come here and like try to write a song about like beautiful trees and stuff. And that'll probably happen at some point. But I got this letter in the mail from my mom, and she's like, yeah, one of your best friends from high school got married in Mexico, and they can't come back because his wife can't get a like visa or all this weird stuff. And I was like, what? So I wrote a song like that. So I'm gonna write. So that's my thing.
The pain,
Song about reaching consensus in community meeting. Late last night when I was tired and warm, we had a meeting, but I hadn't been warm. That the evening's agenda was mild and lame. Oh Lord God, please give me the strength to stay awake and stay alert. Someone just said my brain starts to hurt. The joys were long and frustrations worse. I seen a woman purse, put her head in her purse. I seen a man over there scream, I don't care. I seen him take off his clothes and start pulling his hair. Some were getting frustrated about the joys of others. Some were getting joyful about others' frustrations. But then folks started in about changing the time. Good God, last I checked the time was fine. What's more of a miracle, turning water to wine? Or reaching consensus and then we've lost our mind? Some said change it, others said leave it. A man started yelling and he really didn't need it. Well, next thing you know, I was caught in a watch fight. Time keeps flying to my left and my right. Some ran slow, some ran fast. There was no way of knowing how long it would last. One hit my head, nearly knocked me out cold. Passing running watch, geez, that's what I was told. Well, finally, when all the watches went dead, I went back and checked the dent in my head. A woman shouted out that she had a plan. At the end of time, she shouted and everyone ran. They packed and screamed, I hope I'm forgiven. And please, God, let there be no consensus in heaven. Next song started out as a love song for Jen. And ended up as an anti-war song. Sorry, Jen. Called Plowshares and Swords.
Flown into Madison on a winter Midwest afternoon. Talk of destruction, threats of death in the air. In my mind, I'm seeing funerals and caskets everywhere. And this is not Barking orders from the hill, dropping bombs and shooting guns, not knowing who they kill. Well, these bombs will win elections, they will feed the people's lives. This false sense of security cover up their eyes, and this is not swords and plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords, into swords. Whether war is justified, threats of mass destruction are eating up our lives. Well, the inspectors cannot find what it is they're looking for, and the U.S. wants a reason to fight another war. And this is not swords into plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords, into
support the president, I'll do the best I can, but his policies and actions I do not understand. Well, yes, he has his reasons, and to some they might seem right, but I'm still seeing funerals in my mind tonight, and this is not swords and plowshares. This is instead plowshares into swords, into
called Gentle Conversation, and it's a song I wrote before I met Jen. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why some people stay together so well and other people try? How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation? And a gentle conversation. When I survey that ocean of faces, think about those couples in love. I wonder how many of them wish they were somewhere else, not in love, not right now. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why some people stay together so well and other people try? How should it feel when you meet someone you love? much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation? And a gentle conversation. A few years pass, you tend to tolerate each other. Not that I would know. I've never been long for a thing like that. I get the feeling that I'd rather be alone. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why? Some people stay together so well and other people try. How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug? And a gentle conversation. It's just another song and another day and another way of looking at the world. You might guess that somewhere in the back of my mind I've got my eye on someone, and I'm trying not to let her find out that I'm in love, but it's not so. Or at least in such a way that anyone knows. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why? Some people stay together so well and other people try. How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation?
Switch guitars. This is kind of a discernment song. I wrote it while trying to decide whether I was going to stay at Holden longer while serving as bookstore coordinator. It's called Gotta Keep Moving. Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep growing. Gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here. I'm in my place here. Thank you.
my life here is not your life here. You do what you gotta do, and I'll do what I gotta do. I gotta take some time now to listen to the voices when I hardly hear them. But it's time to move on, cause I gotta keep rolling, gotta keep moving, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here, I'm in my face here, but all these things I know won't last for long.
This next song is another pre-gen song, but she still really likes it. It's called Someone Make Me a Lover. I usually don't write songs like that. I don't know why I did this one. This next song is called Images of Madness, and I wrote it in the midst of playing street music at Pike Place Market for about 3 months while I was futon surfing there. which if you all don't know that term and you're a senior, you might know it soon. You don't make much money playing on the street. But I kind of saw it as a way of being in my residency. It's sort of like how doctors have to do their residency. Well, this was my residency. Playing a whole lot of songs I thought were really great. That people just walked by, didn't pay any attention to me whatsoever. And once in a while, I'd get a quarter or a burrito, but that'd be about it. One day, at the end of the day, a guy dropped $5 in my case, and that was pure heaven. This song is about, it's about looking for someone, which is a thing that a lot of folks that are on the streets of Seattle do, is that they're sort of, and it's, part of them is just looking for someone, that missing someone that they missed, or the someone in their family who died, or part of themselves that has died. And I worked, before I was playing music on the street, I worked in a couple shelters in Seattle for 8 months, and I got to know these folks pretty well. And so this is an abstract song, just kind of pulling all these things together. It's called Images of Madness. If I could put my finger on a trace of that reminder, let it all unfold. He said he thought he knew her. The woman by the window said she thought it over. The people in the alley are hanging from the doorway. They're hoping they can see her from the corner by the road. I know a man who's dying, but he can't see the end. These are all just faces. Saw a picture in the paper, the empty and its slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness were hanging on her shoulder. Market claim to know her name, but for them as they're walking, it all looks just the same. The singer in the basement said she wrote a song, but this is what he says whenever anything goes wrong. But I can't stand the images, broken crumpled paper. These were all the words he thought were doing her a favor. The children in the playground singing as they can. They're hoping she will hear them and maybe understand. The beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty and his slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. The images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness. I have no illusions about the slowly dripping water. It's filling up the bathtub with the words he thought he taught her. They said they saw her leaving, walking down the mountain. But I know that what they're seeing is her picture in the fountain. So leave yourself and wonder about the things you know for sure. She said she thought she knew him, but he knew there was no cure. Soon my life is over. Nothing left to gain. These are fingers in the anchors, and the anchors hold the pain. The beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty hand is slaughtered. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness. Sure. back to a little lighter note. This next song is called Change the Words. And it's a song I wrote after trying to write a lot of songs and feeling like I was getting nowhere and that they were all sounding the same. It's kind of, anybody who writes music or does anything artistic always has those moments where they feel like nothing's working whatsoever. And this song comes out of that moment. It also comes out of someone telling me all my songs sound the same. Not much of a guitar player, not much of a singer. For every 100 songs I write, I might find one worth singing. Most of my songs sound the same. I sing them all with the same great chords. And to make things interesting, I just might change the words. I might be singing in a bar or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line and drinking someone else's wine. But it's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. He's the same dumb scale degrees, the same dumb notes. I think the same dumb thoughts every time I hear my throat. I don't know a thing about pitch. Can't find one note in a chord. Tempo is for ticking clocks and rhythms best ignored. I might be singing a bar or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line or drinking someone else's wine. But it's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. Myself, it doesn't matter in the end. If every time you write a song, you chase away all your friends. The song's first for you, the next for someone else. No one wants to hear it, you've been singing to yourself. So my songs sound the same, sing them all with the same three chords. And to make things interesting, I just might change. I might be singing in a bar or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line or drinking someone else's wine. But it's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. Let's see, what's the next song? This is the first time I'm playing without a set list. I think it's cool to have everything memorized. Even the set list. And that's only because memorization was always really hard for me. So this is the only area where I've conquered it, I think. Well, I don't need that thing. Okay. This song is called All and All Just as All. And if someone wants to me to explain it, I'll explain it to them after the concert. All in all, just as all is mine. Only solace and sting and pain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had something to break when you knew me last. All in all, and all is in the hands of my God. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. In the end. In the end, in the end, in the end.
depression is the word that comes to mind. Medical answers and textbooks full of lines. Making boxes and frames, pictures in your mind when you need them. It could have been that, or it could have been that I've been moved to change the world. Singing songs that carry me through, that give me hope for tomorrow. All in all, just as all is mine, only solace is to complain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had something to break when you knew me last. All in all, and all. Was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, 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 in the end. Everyone carries around their own righteousness. Some get hung on that and never come down. But it's not for me to say who gets hung where. Jesus hung on a tree for what seemed like an eternity. And they wouldn't let him come down. But someday he will to bring the kingdom. All in all, just as all. Only solace is to complain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had something to break when you knew me last. All in all, and all, it's in the hands of my God. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. In the end. Might have said Jesus was a bit depressed and tried to give him something for the pain, so he wouldn't try to change the world or bring the kingdom. They might have said he was a bit out of touch with reality. They might have called him a dream, but he was bringing. All in all, just as all is one, only solace is to complain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had something to break when you knew me last. All, and all, it's in the hands of my God, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, in the end. In the end, in the end, in the end.
Thank you. This next song is the title track of my CD that's up for sale in the bookstore. And called Endless Aspirations.
Else to come along, and I'm not. criticize myself, I can't sing. I never do anything for well, I can't sing. I've made too many plans, my only plan is to be who I am. Not to tell too many lies, and I try hard to watch what I say, and I try hard to stay out of the way of everybody's endless aspiration. I can't say I'd ever criticize myself, and I can't say I'd ever do anything for wealth, and I can't say I've made too many plans, my only plan is to be who I am for the rest of my life.
Is a song called So Much Can Go Wrong. And it's on a subject of which I know nothing about, and that is parenting. I wrote it watching parents here at Olden Village and watching my own parents raise me and just sort of observing parents. Thank you.
tragedy around every turn. And when it comes, the pain of this will burn. Try to make room for joy when you can. The moment in the present that children understand.
How to deal with the election that was going on at the time. How to make sure that my money was transferred properly from one bank account to the next, and so on and so forth and so on. So it's a sort of a song of desperation.
I go down to the park. Parking lot desert to bother myself with premiums and credit, pneumonia, bronchitis, seizures, and pillages, asking me questions to find out what ails. Bills are bi-monthly, payments with checks. These we will send me your home address. She's asking me questions of which none apply. Claiming head. There's nothing but money where you were instead. Preaching cross beauty claims a plain disgrace and doom. We'll need more than questions and answers to fill up this room. Your face is twitching, toll takers counting and adding the odds. Playing with numbers, praising the gods. Night after night, changes take place. These that we know, these that we know, please keep the pace. Please keep the pace.
This next song I sung for my dad's congregation in Mankato, Minnesota. And I was standing there, just me by myself, in front of this huge congregation in this old Swedish Lutheran church. And and I told them it's kind of hard to sing along, but they had the words in the bulletin, so they could just kind of read along. But they ended up singing along with me. So.
See the love of God in some people who love people just the way they are. They spend their days loving everyone and do not bother naming sin. This is the meaning of freedom. This is the meaning of love. So put down my scornful eyes. Take self-righteousness from my. Let me walk humbly with the one who knows me better than I know myself, better than I know myself. God is standing at the gates of the kingdom, but for God who transgressed and did not. This was made, but then consumed by the flames of love. Now there's room for everyone to walk. The love of God is so much stronger than blindness of condemning thoughts. So put down my scornful eyes. Take self-righteousness from my breath. Let me walk humbly.
Song that turned into a war song. Well, this love song turned into a love song for Jen. It's called Jennifer's Waltz.
I am not a master of love, but I know that I'm in love. eyes how I feel. I cannot hide the truth from you. My love, love, for you, my love. Well, I am not as wise as the ages, but I know. I've not read all the books to know exactly what to do, what to say and when to say it, when to give and when to receive, or whatever it is, I know I am in love, love, love. That hold your crown, laugh and dance and be your clown. Hold you tight right through the night, our hearts together feel so right, my love, love, love.
Thanks for being here tonight. I do have a few CDs for sale in the bookstore. They're only $10.
Both?
And the cover isn't fancy, and that's because I'm passing the savings on to you. How's that for a sales pitch? This next song is called Some Say. And it's a good song because you can sing it in front of both conservative Christians and liberal Christians. I sung it in front of a very pro-war congregation in Long Island, and they thought I was great. And I've sung it for some very, 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 very liberal Christian friends of mine, and they thought it was great too. So this is just, I don't know what it is, but you'll just have to figure it out. Some say he is a prophet, others call him the light. Some say he is an ordinary man with an ordinary life. Some say they see him everywhere, others only when they try. Some say he'd vote Republican, others say this is a lie. Some say he'd raise our taxes, or say that they're too high. Some say he came to wage war, others say he'd rather die. But we agree, he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one. We are waiting for the day. Hey, that the kingdom comes our way. Some say he's with the Catholics, others say he's with the Jews. Conservative or liberal, which one would he choose? Which finer points of doctrine would he leave for us to use? Some say he likes to win, others say he'd rather lose. Some say he'd be a joiner and always pay his dues. Some say he'd be a loner, spreading the good news. We agree, he loves everyone, hopes to make the world one. We are waiting for the day
Some say he'd save the trees, others say he'd cut them down. Some say he wears a smile, others swear he wears a frown. Some say he lives in big cities, others say he likes small towns. Some say he'd shop in pet stores, others swear he'd shop in pounds. Some say he'd buy a poodle, others swear he'd buy a hound. Some say he'd watch The Simpsons with no one else around. Hopes to make the world one in him. We are waiting for the day that the kingdom comes our way. Hey, that the kingdom.